either side would be called a ditch. And those were never over about 15 feet broad, I guess. There was room to pass if you met somebody with a wagon or a buggy or the mode of transportation that we used back in those days. There was a lot of it was horseback, but transportation.
Or were they all just called dirt roads?
Well, they were all dirt roads, yes. But some were the term of public road was applied and country road to the others. That was just a three trails, one for the mule or horse and one for either wheel of the vehicle you were riding in.
You have to be a pretty good driver. Is it getting time for you to...
Rather, you didn't have to be too good a driver if you had a trained horse or mule. They stayed in there when you got in the road. They followed their path. Just like one flying out in the field, you get a mule understanding where to walk when siding corn. They walk there.
Oh, good. Is it getting time to go?
It's going to be time, and I got about 5 minutes.
Okay, well, just say the word when you have to go. The road with a paved road with a light-colored surface would be which one?
A what now?
A paved road with a light-colored surface. Would that be the concrete?
That's concrete if it's almost white.
Okay, and a paved road with a black surface would be the...
Well, it could either be that slag and I don't know what you'd call that composition. They mix up in that tar and asphalt and all of that mixture. I don't know about all that. Or either blacktopping, either one. Now blacktopping is made smooth, just like this floor. And the other, with that slag, is made a little rough. Uh-huh. In fact, if you're driving a car, say at 50, 60 miles an hour, and you're on that smooth blacktop road and hit this other road, unexpectedly, you think all four tires just went flat like that from the sound that it makes.
Oh, boy.
Quite a bit of different noise from the tires in the car.
Oh, do you have a name for a grassy strip that's between the sidewalk and the street? You may not have them here. I don't know. I didn't see any.
There is a name for that, but I maybe have heard it, but I don't recall what it is. Ray, what would you call that? It's got a place about that broad between your cubs.
I was raised in Savannah. I don't remember. You probably didn't hear it a whole lot because they weren't such things when you were young. I was raised there, but I don't know. Just water, dirt patch or something like that.
I never
can't go. Do you have a name for a worthless old dog that just hangs around and doesn't do any work?
A what?
A worthless dog that hangs around and doesn't do any work.
Garbage hound.
Okay.
So that's about what he lives out of.
Yeah.
Out of garbage pails.
What do you call the gentle sound that a horse makes when he knows he's going to be fed? When you go out to feed the horse, he makes sort of a sound.
A whinny.
Okay. And what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like that?
Pretty bone.
What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Can you name
some use the term hoe cake.
Oh.
But if they fry biscuit bread on top of the stove like you do on cornbread, most of the people, they refer to that as flour bread or either flour hoe cake. But if you just say hoe cake, actually everybody thinks of cornmeal bread.
I see. There are some other things that are made out of cornmeal.
Well, there was an old-time way of making corn pone.
How did you do that?